Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
Well, the ag markets today were all over the board, much like we have been seeing over the past couple of weeks. Today's cattle futures did not disappoint, even with all the volatility. Continue to be volatile today. Live cattle finished the day about 3 to 450 lower. Feeder cattle, a disappointing limit down here. We had the April's 450 lower at 120.60. May's down 450 here at 120.92. One of the biggest questions we have been asked is the difference of the live cattle cash market, which is 19 or 20, and the April futures contract, which is around 101. That's a pretty big difference. Let's just call it a 19 cent or $19 a hundred difference in between the live cattle and the cash price. So it's interesting to see that and what will happen going forward for different strategies and different ideas on how to play that. I don't know for sure. I do know that the collective wisdom of all the buyers and sellers in the futures market has a unique way of predicting what the price is going to be, reflecting all the information that's out there, where the cash market more reflects what's happening right now in terms of who needs it and who has it, the actual product in today's market. So continue to monitor that. I know that's getting a lot of attention at this point. Currently, the stock market is down about 450 in the Dow. It's 21,900.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattlemen. More producers use Cydectin, Moxidectin, than any other Puron cattle dewormer. It's the number one selling branded cattle dewormer on the market, providing broad spectrum control of 33 parasite species and stages. So treat your cattle with Cydectin this season, because you have nothing to lose except parasites. Visit your local retailer or go online to BayerLivestock.com for more information. Remember to keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
The corn market finished about 2 to 2.5 cents lower, which put December corn at 365. The high today was 369, but a little bit weaker for corn. Most of the pressures coming on the heels of the ethanol industry becoming extremely unprofitable, mainly due to the fact that the gasoline market and prices have come down to levels that we haven't seen in a significant amount of time, and that's making the ethanol industry really cut back, and eventually, you know, we'll go all the way down and trickle down into the corn market. Somewhere around 5 to 5.5 billion bushels a year have been used for ethanol. So if you go back 10 years or so, so that could be a substantial problem going forward for the corn futures. Beans, on the other hand, were steady to 3 cents higher. I've been noticing quite a bit of spread action in the November of 2020 and March 2021 soybean spread. That's an inverted spread with the November above the March by about 18 or 19 cents right now. So I've been noticing quite a bit of action there. And then wheat futures, July Kansas City was 493 up 1.75, about 15 off the contract high earlier in the day. And December cotton down 112 at 53.49.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.